NASA will rescue an abandoned open-source security tool, the UK to run annual security audits on government departments, and Google Cloud patches ghost token and asset key thief vulnerabilities. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 24th of April, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Thinxt, the makers of the much-loved Thinxt Canary. In today's top story, US cybersecurity agency CISA will pick up and continue developing Logging Made Easy, an open-source Windows application that cybersecurity experts have been using for years to analyse application logs. The toolkit was originally developed by the UK's NCSC, but the agency formally retired the app in January. CISA plans to re-release an enhanced version this summer. Meanwhile, the UK government has announced a new program named GovAssure, which will carry out annual security audits of government departments and key public services. UK officials say the new auditing scheme is needed to protect government IT networks from growing cyber threats. The GovAssure security audits will review if government departments and crucial services follow the NCSC's cyber assessment framework, and assessments by third parties will confirm and validate review results. The new GovAssure program will be managed by the Government Security Group, a department inside the Prime Minister's office that's responsible for security across the UK government. The National Cyber Security Centre, which is the country's main cyber security agency, will also provide input and support. The US Internal Review Service plans to send cybercrime investigators to Australia, Singapore, Colombia, and Germany. The new IRS agents will begin operations starting this summer. The IRS previously had only one cyber investigator abroad operating from The Hague in the Netherlands, mostly working alongside Europol in its investigations. The four new positions represent a significant increase in the IRS's global efforts to fight cybercrime and cryptocurrency-related fraud, according to a TechCrunch report. The European Union has established the European Centre for Algorithmic Transparency, or ECAT, a new agency that will investigate how large tech companies use algorithms on their platforms. The new agency will analyse how algorithmic systems deployed on social networks and search engines impact or amplify systemic risks like disinformation, calls to violence, and illegal content. ECAT will operate under the new EU Digital Services Act and will be headquartered in Seville, Spain. The operators of the Trust Wallet cryptocurrency wallet say a threat actor exploited a vulnerability in its product to steal $170,000 from two wallets last November. The company says that only its browser extension wallet is affected, and the vulnerability was found in one of the extension's third-party libraries. Trust Wallet patched the bug and asked customers to generate new wallet addresses to mitigate attacks. The company says it will reimburse users who lost funds as a result of the hack. And now to an extremely vague report from the Financial Times. The FT claims to have seen a leaked CIA document describing Chinese government efforts to build cyber weapons that can hijack and disable satellites. According to FT, the CIA document says China's project aims to, and I quote, mimic the signal that enemy satellites receive from their operators. And that's about as technical as the FT report gets. The CIA document the FT report is based on is apparently one of the many files leaked by a US Air National Guardsman earlier this year in an incident that has come to be known as the Pentagon Leaks. A threat actor is hacking online wikis across the internet to host Fortnite gift card scam sites that try to collect financial data from inattentive and distracted users. So far, the campaign has hit the wiki sites of several US universities, such as Stanford, MIT, Berkeley, Northeastern, Colorado State, Caltech, University of Arizona, and others. According to security researchers, the attacks target wiki sites hosted on the Media Wiki Content Management System. Aqua Security says a threat actor is hacking the Kubernetes servers and abusing the role-based access control feature to create persistent backdoors on compromised clusters. The threat actor behind this campaign is deploying Monero cryptocurrency miners on the compromised systems. Aqua says that at least 60 Kubernetes clusters have been hacked as part of this campaign, which they're calling RBAC Buster. Cybersecurity firm Group IB says it's discovered a new financially motivated threat actor that's been running SMS phishing campaigns targeting users in Australia, Singapore, and other APAC nations. Group IB named the group Postal Furious because its phishing sites often impersonate the brands of postal services and, to a lesser extent, toll operators. Researchers believe the group is primarily interested in obtaining customer personal and payment information and appears to be composed of Chinese-speaking members. To vulnerability research now, and Asterisk Security has discovered a security flaw in the Google Cloud service that can be abused to hide third-party apps from Google users. Named Ghost Token, the vulnerability was patched by Google this month. Asterisk says threat actors that manage to trick companies and their employees into installing malicious apps on their accounts could abuse the Ghost Token vulnerability to hide the apps from a user's Google Marketplace profile. Since this is the only page where third-party apps are listed, researchers say the Ghost Token flaw could have been abused to gain permanent and unremovable access to a victim's Google account. Google has also patched a second vulnerability in its cloud platform. Discovered by cloud security firm SADA, the vulnerability resides in Google's Cloud Asset Inventory API and could have allowed threat actors to elevate the permissions of a low-level user to gain full access to a company's Google Cloud resources. SADA named the vulnerability Asset Key Thief because threat actors could have abused it to steal a Google Cloud account's private key and gain full control over a company's cloud infrastructure. The vulnerability was reported and fixed through Google's bug bounty program. SADA says it's not aware of in-the-wild exploitation. And finally, Meta has rolled out an update to the WhatsApp service that will allow users to keep disappearing messages from disappearing. Recipients can long tap disappearing messages they want to keep, and if the sender agrees, the message will be stored on the device, just like a regular WhatsApp message. And that is it for today's news. Today's show was sponsored by Thinkst, the makers of the much-loved Thinkst Canary. Check them out at canary.tools, and you can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com. Thanks for your company.